Laureen Gilbert is a financial advisor with and securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
8:08 the time. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And just a couple of minutes later than normal, but we are delighted to welcome the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services. A lot of stuff to talk about this morning. Laureen Gilbert with us. Good morning, Laureen. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. Doing well. Just driving to San Antonio, Texas on a foggy morning in Texas.
I meant to tell our audience that you are so dedicated to this segment that in the middle of driving and in the middle of taking other phone calls for this conference, you're about to speak at a conference in San Antonio, right?
I am, Ed. So this conference is an LPL conference, and as you know, I clear securities through LPL Financial, which is a publicly traded company, and there are over 20,000 advisors just like me that affiliate with LPL. So this conference is our women's conference. It's an annual conference that LPL has for female advisors to gather together and talk about best practices, and I am participating on the opening panel tomorrow morning for this conference.
I love hearing that. And when you say there's 20,000 just like you, there is no one just like you, Laureen. I got to tell you that.
Thank you.
So congratulations on the panel and good luck on the panel. And I know you've got your stuff together. You do your homework. I know that. So I know it'll be fantastic. And I wonder if you've been doing your homework over the last couple of days, because today's the final meeting of the Fed's Open Market Committee before next week's midterms. And we're wondering, is the Fed going to go 4 for 4?
It is a big day. It always seems like, Ed, when we talk, it's a big day. Today is an especially big day. But the market has already priced in is another 75 basis point rate hike. So that is not going to be what moves the market today. What will move the market is the guidance that the Fed gives as far as what they're planning for the future and how they view the economic data. So the economic data that we got this week was mixed. We got the JOLTS number that had a surge in job openings. That was a surprise.
Right.
And at the same time, we had prices actually coming down. Input prices have been coming down. So what that tells us is what the Fed has been doing is working. It is slowing things down, and inflation is coming down. However, jobs are still strong. Wage growth is still strong. So my expectation today is that the Fed is going to talk about that and how the labor market is still too strong. And what's ironic about that, Ed, you'll remember during the pandemic, that is what they focused on. They focused on unemployment, and they wanted to bring it down. Well, they did that so much that now, you know, we've got all these job openings. So listen to what the Fed says, and that is what's going to move the market. My expectation is that they're going to still be aggressive. No one should expect that they're going to, you know, take the foot off the gas pedal.
Right.
I expect them to keep that foot on the gas pedal and continue to raise rates, most probably 50 basis points, and then maybe another 25 basis points. My expectation is not that they're going to stop raising rates until probably February, March of next year.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, the talking point today is going to be that the JOLTS data suggests that the U.S. job market might be able to withstand further rate increases.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And not only is it that they want to slow that down.
Right. Okay. All right. And keeping kind of on the same track, that despite the incredible stock market bounce in October, that the Dow ended up 14% up, it gave the biggest monthly gain in more than 45 years. Economists are still warning there's a very real danger of recession here in the United States. Mortgage rates are at their highest level in 20 years. Consumer spending and business investment is falling. But somehow U.S. labor markets have bucked that trend. And we see that in the unemployment numbers, and you just mentioned that in the JOLTS numbers that came out. We've got all the ingredients for a downturn, and yet companies continue to keep hiring. What's different?
Well, you know, they're actually, you know, we just heard yesterday Amazon is putting a hiring freeze on. So I think when you really look at large corporations, a lot of large corporations are not going to be hiring. And what we've been listening to during earnings season is, and what we've seen during earnings season.
We may have lost you. We may have lost. I think we lost you right after. I think we lost you right after you said earnings seasons. I'm sorry, Laureen.
What's that? Did I lose you?
Yeah. Well, I think we lost you right after you said the words earning season.
Got it. So what we've seen in earnings season is that the top line and bottom line numbers have actually been pretty good.
Right.
But what hasn't been good is forward guidance. And so when forward guidance has been negative, those stocks have plummeted. That is what people have been looking at. That's investor sentiment is concerned about future guidance. And if we look at earnings and we take out energy, we're actually in an earnings recession right now. It's actually negative 5% on earnings growth if you take out energy as a sector. So we're already seeing the impact on companies. And remember, the markets are always forward-looking. So if we look at next year, most analysts have actually, when they're looking at next year, they're still showing positive GDP for 2023. Okay. They're showing positive GDP for 2023. So as much as we've been talking about a recession, and I think a recession is probable if the Fed still has to raise rates aggressively.
Okay. All right.
So when the Fed slows down, we may be able to avoid a recession, but we may not. It depends on the Fed.
Okay. And as I asked you a couple of weeks back, if it were possible for us to, much like my friend can talk herself into getting sick, if we could talk ourselves into a recession, and you said yes. And I think that's exactly what we've done here.
Yes, that could be true. And I think, you know, the next big marker for us to look at is going to be the Black Friday sale. And, you know, that'll be, or, you know, right after Thanksgiving, to see how is the consumer acting, not what are they saying, but what are they actually doing.
Okay. All right. You talked about Amazon putting a freeze on hiring, and then someone who's doing a clearinghouse of employees is Elon Musk over at Twitter. We saw yesterday he went from wanting that blue check mark, wanting to charge $20 to have that blue check mark, now down to $8. And it's obvious now that he grossly overpaid for Twitter, and he's under immense pressure to orchestrate a dramatic turnaround, and he's been casting different solutions about slashing payroll. He's even now resurrecting the short-lived video app Vine, which they unwisely gave up on in 2016. So I think my question is, should I be investing in Twitter or buy a 500,000 Powerball tickets?
Haven't we all overpaid for something? And you know that feeling when you've overpaid for something, or you go back to the store and you go, darn, it's on sale and they won't take it back. And
yes.
That means I really overpaid. But of course, this is at a whole nother level with Twitter. But you can't feel too sorry for Elon Musk. I have all the confidence in the world that he is going to restructure that company. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall, but they're fired. You're fired, right? Firing everybody. But I think, you know, I think he's got it. And of course, he's taking it private so that then he can turn it around and to make it public again. So, stay tuned. We'll all watch and see what happens. But I think he has a plan in place that he's going to now implement.
Now, are you on Twitter? Is Laureen Gilbert a Twitter person? Are you a tweeter?
You know, I am, but I have not been that active. at all. Basically, I put quotes on there and whatnot. But we are going to, I was just talking to my team about that I would like to use Twitter more strategically. So, my Twitter handle is RealLoreneG.
Okay, I'll be sure and lock you in. And I'm curious. So if it's currently about a little under $5 to get that blue check mark, and if it goes up to $8, you would do that? You'd pay that $8?
I mean, $8? Yeah. How much do we pay for everything else that we buy?
All right. So you don't consider that an unreasonable jump. All right. That's cool. How do our listeners find you? And first of all, I got to tell you, your dedication to this segment, Lorene, is heartwarming. And I can't thank you enough, because I know you're busy taking other calls and doing other things and driving safely, I know. How do our listeners find you?
They can find us at wealthwisefinancial.com or 949-748-1177. And Ed, next week, I'm going to have a big announcement to tell you. So make sure to ask me, what's that big announcement?
I can't even wait. So you're not going to tell me when we get off the phone? You're not going to tell me privately or anything? No, I got to wait.
I can tell you privately, but we'll make the public announcement next week.
I appreciate that. Lorene Gilbert, President and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services, thank you so much, as always, for being here. Drive safe and good luck at the conference.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day.
You as well. 8:20 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.